Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. President, Vice President and Prime Minister lead the nation in paying tributes to former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Dr. Singh will be remembered as an honest man, a great economist and a leader who dedicated himself to reforms. Leaders from across the globe pay tributes to former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, emphasizing his legacy as a statesman and visionary leader. IMD issues orange alert for thunderstorm and hailstorm over parts of northwest and central India today. And in women's cricket, third and final ODI of ICC Championship Series between India and West Indies underway in Vadodara. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and various leaders across party lines have expressed grief over the passing of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. President Murmu said in her message, Dr. Singh was one of those rare politicians who straddled the worlds of academia and administration with equal ease. Mr. Dhankar called the former Prime Minister a distinguished economist who transformed India's economic landscape. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister visited Dr. Manmohan Singh's residence in New Delhi to pay their last respects to the former Prime Minister. In a video message, Mr. Modi said the nation is deeply saddened by the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The Prime Minister said his life is an example for future generations regarding how people can rise above struggles and achieve greater heights. Mr. Modi said Dr. Manmohan Singh will always be remembered as an honest man, a great economist and a leader who dedicated himself to reforms.
Purva Pradhanmantri Dr. Manmohan Singh ji ke nidhan ne hum sabhi ke hruday ko gehri peeda pahunchayi hai. Unka jana ek rashtra ke roop mein bhi hamare liye bahut badi kshati hai. Vibhajan ke us daur mein bahut kuch khokar भारत आना और यहाँ जीवन के हर क्षेत्र में उपलब्धियां हासिल करना ये सामान्य बात नहीं है. अभावों और संघर्षों से ऊपर उठकर कैसे ऊंचाइयों को हासिल किया जा सकता है, उनका जीवन ये सीख भावी पीढ़ी को देता रहेगा.
Union Ministers Amit Shah, J.P. Nadda, Rajnath Singh, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, former Congress President Sonia Gandhi, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, among other leaders, also visited the residence of the former Prime Minister and paid tributes to him. Expressing his condolences, former President Ramnath Kovind said Dr. Manmohan Singh was an example of politeness and an architect of the Indian economy.
डॉक्टर मनमोहन सिंह जी का हमारे बीच से चला जाना न केवल देश के लिए एक महान क्षति है बल्कि मेरे लिए व्यक्तिगत भी. वो सौम्यता और विनम्रता के एक प्रतीक थे, भारतीय राजनीति के एक पुरोधा थे और मैं समझता हूं कि इंडियन इकोनॉमी के एक आधुनिक निर्माता थे.
In a social media post, Mr. J.P. Nadda said this is a moment of deep sorrow for the entire nation as the country mourns the loss of a leader whose humility, warmth and grace touched countless lives. He added that his passing leaves an irreparable void in the political and economic sphere. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said an era of economic reforms has ended with the passing away of Dr. Manmohan Singh.
अर्थशास्त्र के उद्भट विद्वान, आर्थिक सुधारों के महानायक श्री मनमोहन जी मौन हो गए. उनके जाने से आर्थिक सुधारों के एक युग का अंत हो गया. उनके आर्थिक सुधारों ने देश के विकास को नई दिशा और गति दी थी. सहज, सरल, सौम्य, शिष्ट मनमोहन जी को मेरा प्रणाम. भगवान दिवंगत आत्मा को शांति दें और उनके परिजनों को और संपूर्ण देश को यह गहन दुख सहन करने की क्षमता दें, यही प्रार्थना है.
Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in his message said India has lost a visionary statesman, a leader of unimpeachable integrity and an economist of unparalleled stature. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said Dr. Singh led India with immense wisdom and integrity. We bring you a tribute.
Dr. Manmohan Singh's life was dedicated to public service and the upliftment of society. His journey was marked by academic brilliance. His early career in academia entailed teaching at Punjab University and Delhi School of Economics. Dr. Singh joined the Government of India as economic advisor in the Commerce Ministry in 1971. He also served as chief economic advisor and secretary in the Ministry of Finance, deputy chairman of the Planning Commission, governor of the Reserve Bank of India, advisor of the Prime Minister and chairman of the University Grants Commission. The renowned economist shaped the country's economic landscape with his pivotal role in the economic reforms as the Union Finance Minister. Through schemes like MGNREGA and legislations like RTI and NFSA, he ensured citizens the legal right to food, right to education, right to work, and the right to information. He had a parliamentary journey of over three decades. He served as leader of the House and leader of opposition in the Rajya Sabha. Dr. Singh was awarded India's second highest civilian honor, the Padma Vibhushan, in 1987. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Union Cabinet today expressed condolences over the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, saying that in his passing away, the nation has lost an eminent statesman, renowned economist and a distinguished leader. It also passed a condolence resolution in the memory of Dr. Manmohan Singh and paid homage by observing a two-minute silence. The resolution said Dr. Manmohan Singh has left his imprint on national life. It added that Dr. Manmohan Singh served as India's finance minister between 1991 to 1996, and his role in ushering in a comprehensive policy of economic reforms is well recognized. The resolution also highlighted his academic as well as career in government and public life. Dr. Manmohan Singh will be accorded a state funeral. On the day of the state funeral, a half-day holiday will be declared in all the central government offices and CPSUs. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh's final journey will commence from Congress headquarters in New Delhi to the cremation ground at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow. In a social media post, Congress General Secretary K.C. Venugopal said the mortal remains of the former Prime Minister will be at his residence in the national capital today for the public to offer their condolences. He added that tomorrow morning his mortal remains will be taken to the Congress office and the public and party workers will have the opportunity to offer their tributes. NCPSP President Sharad Pawar has said Dr. Manmohan Singh was one of the finest persons known for his integrity and honesty and a very good administrator. He added that Dr. Singh restored India's economy when it was in a bad shape. Congress General Secretary Jairam Ramesh also recalled his fond memory with Dr. Manmohan Singh.
It was an extraordinarily distinguished life. Chief Economic Advisor, Finance Secretary, Member Secretary, Planning Commission, Governor, Reserve Bank of India, Deputy Chairman, Planning Commission, Finance Minister, Prime Minister. I can't think of anybody in India who's had all these posts and filled them with the greatest of distinction. His finance ministership was transformative. He transformed the Indian economy. He was a technocratic master.
Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav said Dr. Manmohan Singh was such a prime minister who strengthened the country economically. So many things that are visible in the country right now, that is because of former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh.
एक ऐसे प्रधानमंत्री जिन्होंने वित्त मंत्री होते हुए और प्रधानमंत्री होते हुए देश को आर्थिक रूप से दुनिया के प्लेटफॉर्म पर खड़ा कर दिया आज जो खुशहाली हम लोग देख रहे हैं या भारत जो दुनिया के बराबर खड़ा दिखाई दे रहा है उद्योग अर्थव्यवस्था के मामले में तो बहुत बड़ा योगदान प्रधानमंत्री मनमोहन सिंह जी का रहा मनमोहन सिंह जी ने जीवन भर एक साधारण परिवार से निकल करके देश की सबसे ऊंचाई तक पहुंचे
The government has declared a seven-day state mourning as a mark of respect to the former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. During the period, the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout India and there will be no official entertainment. The national flag will also fly half-mast on the day of the funeral in all Indian missions and high commissions of India abroad. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Leaders from across the globe, including neighboring nations, have paid tributes to former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, emphasizing his legacy as a statesman and visionary leader. They have shared heartfelt condolences, remembering his exceptional contributions to economic progress and diplomacy. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken expressed his heartfelt condolences to the people of India on behalf of his country. He remembered Dr. Singh as a pivotal architect of Indo-U.S. ties and called him one of the greatest champions of the U.S.-India strategic partnership. Brazilian President Lula da Silva recalled Manmohan Singh's contribution in setting up of IBSA, India-Brazil-South Africa Dialogue Forum, and the BRICS grouping, calling Manmohan Singh his friend. Mr. Lula conveyed his heartfelt sympathy to the people of India. Former Afghan President Hamid Karzai wrote on social media that India has lost one of its most illustrious sons. He described Dr. Singh as an unwavering ally and friend to the people of Afghanistan. Former Maldivian President Mohamed Nasheed also shared his grief on social media, portraying Dr. Singh as a benevolent father figure and a cherished friend of the Maldives. Russian Ambassador to India Denis Alipov highlighted the former Prime Minister's significant contributions to Indo-Russian relations. He stated on social media that it is a moment of poignant sorrow and grief for India and for Russia. Nepal's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Arzu Rana Deobai, extended condolences on behalf of the government and people of Nepal. Abdullah Shahid, President of the Maldivian Democratic Party, also extended condolences on the demise of the former Prime Minister. Prominent economists have mourned the passing away of former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. IMF Deputy Director Geeta Gopinath said the economic reforms he ushered in as Finance Minister in 1991 inspired countless young economists like herself. Member of the Economic Advisory Council to the Prime Minister Sanjeev Sanyal said his generation of Indians was the creation of the economic reforms introduced by Finance Minister Manmohan Singh in 1991. On to other news, the India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for thunderstorms accompanied by hailstorms over parts of northwest and central India for today. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD's senior scientist Dr. Soma Sen Roy said heavy rainfall and hailstorm activity are expected over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, western parts of Uttar Pradesh, eastern Rajasthan and western Madhya Pradesh.
Thunderstorm activity accompanied by hailstorms has already started from early morning of today. The main weather associated with these systems is likely over northwest India today. In this respect, we are expecting hailstorm activity over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, western parts of Uttar Pradesh, East Rajasthan, West Madhya Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, North Madhya Maharashtra, North Marathwada, as well as East Gujarat.
Meanwhile, IMD said the national capital will continue to witness moderate rainfall throughout the day. Hailstorms and thunderstorms are also likely over some parts of the city.
Over Delhi, we are expecting rainfall today as well as thunderstorm activity. This is start from early morning today. We are expecting moderate rainfall, which is up to 6.5 centimeters. But along with this, there will be thunderstorm activity. And in one or two places, we also expect hailstorm activity over Delhi. Overall, we have given an orange alert for Delhi today.
Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading in positive territory in afternoon trade today, led by gains in auto and pharma stocks. The 30-share BSE Sensex climbed 354 points to 78,826 and the NSE Nifty 50 gained 101 points to 23,852. In sports, in women's cricket, the third and final ODI of the ICC Championship Series between India and West Indies is underway at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara. Chasing the target of 163 runs, Indian women were 105 for 4 in 19 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, after electing to bat first, visitors were all out for 162 in 38.5 overs. As Deepthi Sharma scalped 6 wickets, it was a record third fifer for Deepthi, who became the first Indian to achieve the feat. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President, Vice President and Prime Minister lead the nation in paying tributes to former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Dr. Singh will be remembered as an honest man, a great economist and a leader who dedicated himself to reforms. Leaders from across the globe pay tributes to former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, emphasizing his legacy as a statesman and visionary leader. IMD issues orange alert for thunderstorm and hailstorm over parts of northwest and central India today. And in women's cricket, third and final ODI of ICC Championship Series between India and West Indies underway in Vadodara. And with that, we end the midday news.